This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The White House coronavirus advisor, Deborah Birx, is warning the U.S. has entered a new phase of the pandemic. Reuters' Lisa Bernard reports.
A top U.S. health official on Sunday warned that the country is in a new phase of the novel coronavirus outbreak, with infections, quote, extraordinarily widespread in rural areas as well as big cities. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, told CNN's State of the Union, quote, what we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. The coronavirus has infected 4.6 million people in the U.S. and killed more than 155,000 Americans, according to a Reuters tally.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. In Australia, the state of Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Victoria's state's premier, Daniel Andrews, says the move is to shut down the virus.
This six-week period is absolutely critical. We have got to make decisions, very difficult decisions, but we've got to err on the side of doing everything we possibly can to drive these case numbers down, so that at the end of that six-week period, we're not having to contemplate what further steps we might have to take.
Measures include an overnight curfew starting at 8 p.m. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there are a number of elements to a larger deal keeping the sides from agreement. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. America's first crewed spaceship to fly to the International Space Station in nearly a decade returned safely to Earth on Sunday, splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico. The successful mission carried out jointly by SpaceX and NASA demonstrated that the United States has the capacity once more to send its astronauts to space and bring them back. Astronaut Doug Hurley.
You know, this has been a quite an odyssey the last 5 years since Bob and I started working on this program. And to be where we are now, the first crewed flight of Dragon is just unbelievable.
A visibly excited SpaceX founder, Elon Musk, added the mission heralded a new era.
You know, there's not that much good news. And I think this is one of those things that is universally good. No matter where you are on planet Earth, this is a good thing.
The next manned SpaceX mission to the International Space Station is scheduled for September. In Afghanistan, at least 21 people, including civilians and prisoners, have been killed in fighting between security forces and gunmen who raided an Afghan jail on Sunday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local officials say dozens more have been wounded in the attack that began late Sunday when an IS suicide bomber slammed his explosive-laden vehicle into the prison entrance. Then more assailants opened fire with deadly effect. The dead have included prisoners, civilians, prison guards, and Afghan security personnel. The IS group's affiliate in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility for the attack. The country has seen a recent spike in violence, with most attacks claimed by the affiliate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Microsoft Corporation says it will continue talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The Israeli army says it killed four men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights on Monday. Tensions are already high between bitter rivals Israel and Syria. Israel did not directly blame Syrian forces for the munitions fire, but said it held the Damascus government responsible. For all the latest news whenever you need it, please use the VOA mobile app or visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.